Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host,
Layla Mudin.
I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist here in New York City, compelled to bring you information about health, wellness, as regards nutrition and exercise. Remember that exercise is an important component, as is nutrition, and it is more holistic. You want to move well, you want to eat well. And let's bring in some of the other factors. You want to hydrate well. You want to sleep well. Make sure you're getting sunlight. Very, very important to always, not to always be surrounded by artificial light. Like when we wake in the morning, it is best to get some sunlight on your face, in your eyes. All good for you. To help slow and stop that production of melatonin that was keeping us asleep during the night. There's a growing amount of new research that confirms that Tai Chi, practice of Tai Chi, has many and diverse health benefits. This is from Integrative Practitioner, which I like going to their symposium every February. I haven't decided yet whether I'm going this February or not. We'll see. So, Tai Chi. Some may wonder, or you may wonder, how the slow, methodical movements of Tai Chi can have any health advantages, let alone the variety of significant health benefits that it does have. And just this year alone, the practice of Tai Chi has been shown to help everything from balance to blood pressure, back pain to depression, and even Parkinson's. That's really something. And you know, the slow movements of Tai Chi are very beneficial for balance, and especially as we get older, where we may develop balance problems, and that's due to lax muscles, you know, reduce muscles, sarcopenia. You want strength in your muscles. You want to be moving, you know, you want to be exercising those muscles to strengthen them, to tone them. And Tai Chi helps to kind of do that and adds balance to the mix. Yoga does in an even stronger way, because you're really holding up the weight of your own body down on all fours, doing all those things. Tai Chi less so, but it is very, very beneficial. So, what is Tai Chi? It's considered to be a moving meditation that works on balance, on breath, and internal awareness. As described by someone who's been practicing Tai Chi since 2006 and teaching it since 2016. As described by Andrea Felix, who was the practitioner. Quote, Tai Chi relies on the balancing of opposites with both hard and soft movements that balance yang and yin energies to create harmony and peace, leading to healthful longevity. Tai Chi is an ancient Chinese martial art that combines slow, gentle movements and postures with a meditative mind and controlled breathing. Wonderful. I remember, I'll give you an example of how beneficial Tai Chi can be. I remember, I think it was back in 1996 or 98, I developed a case of vertigo. Really quite terrifying when you wake up in the middle of the night to your bed turning over, right? And the vertigo was pretty bad, and I went to the doctor and all of that. And what they prescribed at the time was, you know, lay off the caffeine. They gave me meclizine, which is like the over-the-counter boning, right, for travel sickness and all that. And my ENT also prescribed Valium, which I stopped and I said, why do I need to take this? Because I don't want to be sedated all day long and feel like I've got a wet blanket on me or something. So we compromised. He said, okay, at least take it at night at bedtime, which, by the way, was great sleep, right, with Valium. However, he said the reason for it is to really, really quiet the inner ear, which is where the vertigo is coming from. So, and then at some point I said, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to take these medications. Long story, I wound up going to my allergist, who prescribed for me high amounts of vitamin B6, like 500 milligrams for a period of time to get zine. And, you know, and he also told me, take up Tai Chi. And I want to tell you something. I took up Tai Chi. I had gotten, this was back in the days of VCRs and VHS tapes and all of that. I got some. And I started practicing Tai Chi at home. I want to tell you something. It was like taking a Valium in terms of the sedation, the stillness, but in a good way, not in a drug-induced way. And I could not believe its impact on my getting better. Because after the acute vertigo, I felt like I was on a boat. I was kind of getting motion sick for a couple of months after that. So it was quite the ordeal for me back in the 90s, but it went away, finally, got past it, all of that. But then I realized the healing power of Tai Chi at that time in helping quiet my inner ear. Because it was like taking a sedative. There was a stillness. Really quite something. Anyway, Tai Chi is an ancient Chinese martial art that combines slow, gentle movements and postures with a meditative mind and controlled breathing. Quote, Tai Chi students work to connect mind and body, very much like yoga, as the practice starts with gross physical movements and ends with more subtle, energetic awareness, says Andrea Felix, who's been practicing martial arts since 1986, holds a first-degree black belt in Kenpo Karate and a red belt in Hwarangdo. It seems as though the research is catching up with what practitioners and students have known for centuries, that Tai Chi is a powerful way to stay strong and healthy. And you know, you've likely seen people early in the morning at the park or somewhere where there's some green space practicing Tai Chi in the morning. I know here in New York, I've seen that, like downtown, I might see an older Asian population doing this. It's wonderful to watch these slow movements. It's very relaxing, very decompressing. All right. So, the recent research, according to Peter Wayne, PhD, the author of the Harvard Medical School Guide to Tai Chi, the low-impact, slow movements of Tai Chi have 8 characteristics that are synergistic and interwoven into the practice. Number 1 is awareness. We are aware. Number 2, intention. Number 3, structural integration. Number 4 is act relaxation. It almost sounds counterintuitive, right? But it is active relaxation. Not a forced relaxation. It's an active relaxation. Number 5, strengthening and flexibility. Absolutely. And like I said, you may be surprised at these slow movements looking like a type of dance almost. Right. It is very capable of strengthening and promoting flexibility. And number 6, natural, freer breathing. Because, you know, it's always about the breath. You're not holding your breath through these movements and these postures. You are breathing. Number 7, social support, which is interesting. I did this Tai Chi at home via my VHS tapes at the time, but often you see groups in this practice, and that's a wonderful thing. Number 8, embodied spirituality. It does put you in touch. I felt the chi, that energy, that movement, even that feeling, for me anyway, that there is something greater. Peter Wayne believes these factors work together to deliver both physical and mental health benefits. So, from a physical standpoint, a key well-known benefit of Tai Chi is its positive influence on balance. This year, there have been 3 published papers substantiating the fact that Tai Chi improves balance, including a systematic review and meta-analysis featuring 17 randomized clinical trials. Now, thinking back to my experience with the vertigo and it lasting a couple of months and how I was coming out of that, when I started the practice of Tai Chi finally, it was probably into the 2nd month. Can I say with any scientific certainty that it's the Tai Chi that helped me regain my balance and get rid of that feeling of motion sickness and feeling on a boat? I don't know. Or it could be that this labyrinthitis in my inner ear was writing itself, or my brain was compensating, or the whole ordeal was going away finally, or maybe all of these things at once.
Right.
Another analysis of 10 randomized controlled trials published this year found that the practice of Tai Chi helps relieve chronic low back pain. I could see that with those movements, because those varied postures and slow movements are helping to take the strain off the back and engaging other muscle groups that can help support it as well. Pardon me. A randomized clinical trial published this year also found that Tai Chi was more effective than aerobic exercise in reducing blood pressure in patients who were pre-hypertensive. Now, we know lately that the types of exercise to help lower blood pressure are isometric exercises, like getting into a plank pose and staying there. You know, the top of the push-up pose that engages your core and everything, and holding it. The yoga warrior poses and varied poses, those asanas, and holding it, holding that pose, these isometric exercises are more critical, are more beneficial in reducing blood pressure than even aerobic exercise. Hey, aerobic exercise is important, Do you not think I'm diminishing aerobic exercise? Absolutely not. You want a strong heart and lungs. You want that for your light. Aerobic exercise is very, very important. But it's interesting that this randomized clinical trial found that Tai Chi was more effective than aerobic exercise in reducing blood pressure in those who were pre-hypertensive. Now, Parkinson's is a difficult to treat condition presently with no cure. So the clinical goal is to ease symptoms and slow disease progression. And according to a 3.5-year follow-up cohort study published this year, Tai Chi helps improve both motor and non-motor symptoms in patients with Parkinson's, with the benefits lasting several years. Specific to non-motor Parkinson's symptoms, another randomized controlled study published this year found that Tai Chi improved cognition and sleep while downregulating inflammation and enhancing energy metabolism. I'm quite disturbed that we're seeing more and more people diagnosed with Parkinson's. What we know of Parkinson's so far is it has to do with toxic exposures. And we're seeing more and more of that. And I'm very concerned because I'm seeing it even in people who are younger, you know, just in their 50s, which is very disturbing. Another study published this year featured breast cancer survivors with insomnia. Might have to do with those estrogen blockers and things causing women not to be able to sleep well. Breast cancer survivors with insomnia, and found that Tai Chi not only helped treat insomnia, it also reduced markers of inflammation. Now, Tai Chi's effects on the brain and mental health, they're also well known. A systematic review and meta-analysis published this year, featuring 20 studies, concluded that Tai Chi not only helps reduce anxiety and depression symptoms in older adults, it also enhances social integration and overall well-being. This type of movement, and I dare say any type of movement or exercise, will help with depression. It will help you feel better. Tai Chi is included. And when you feel your stress levels coming down and you're breathing properly, that alone can help reduce anxiety and depression. I think Tai Chi is a wonderful exercise all across the lifespan, not only in older adults, but because the movements are gentler, it's great for older adults who don't want to, you know, if they have joint issues, hip pain, back pain, any other of those issues where vigorous exercise or strength training, getting on the floor, if these might be problematic or if those are obstacles and causes discomfort, Tai Chi is a great exercise. Doing chair yoga or yoga for seniors and things like that. These are all wonderful modifications of exercise so that you're able to do it. So there's no longer an excuse not to move, even if you have trouble moving, right? Now, regarding brain function, a cross-sectional study published this year found that Tai Chi may help prevent age-related brain decline, as it was shown to increase functional connectivity in the brain of those practicing Tai Chi compared to older individuals who did not do Tai Chi. And we know that exercise helps to increase BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. That's the F that I could not remember in a previous podcast. Here we are. I'm 60. Recommending Tai Chi, one of the biggest advantages of Tai Chi from a health perspective is that anyone can practice it, which includes those who have health issues, injuries, or limited mobility, says Andrea Felix, who specializes in teaching Tai Chi for beginners. Felix recommends practitioners develop a relationship with an instructor in their community who has a clear lineage that they have followed. They can then feel comfortable referring patients to that instructor. Collaborating with an instructor who is well-versed at working with beginners may also be helpful. And the main style that Felix teaches is the Yang style, which emphasizes relaxation through slow, graceful movements, which is a great style for beginners. Quote, it's nice to see that the benefits of Tai Chi, physical movement, body connection, balance, stress reduction are being confirmed by such a growing amount of research, end quote. It is so. So get out there and find a group. Download something on YouTube. Go out there and do some Tai Chi. It is all to benefit you. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In. This is Intelligent Medicine.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news, and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mutin, registered dietitian nutritionist. I maintain a private practice and see patients regularly. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone and telehealth consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.